this is your first film, Kickboxer. And before you had worked in the theater, with action theater.
Yes.
Explain a bit about the theater. And how did your work with theater influence you?
Well, I have been working in theater for a long time, and I went full-time in professional theater in 1997. And I think a lot of work that I do are English language plays and musicals. And I think that, to me, theater is a way of me expressing some of the comments I have on the social world that we live in. I mean, the plays that I've directed in the past included like a play called Viva Mardi Gras, which is about what happened when Viva Mardi Gras was first introduced into the scene. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have directed plays about how human beings function in the corporate world, which is very much from my personal experience. Mm-hmm. I've done a play about a musical about Chang'an, which is the world's original Siamese twins. You know, mm-hmm. as a way of making some comments about, you know, how the world could possibly live in perfect harmony, like some strings, you know. So these are some of my earlier works. And I made the first film because my studio in Thailand saw my musical in Thailand, mm-hmm. and they approached me and asked me to direct a film for them. So I had always been very intrigued in Wong Tung's story, because I felt that it's a story of a character that's full of contradictions, you know. He fights like a man to become a woman, you know, mm-hmm. and sets out to master the most masculine sport, which is Tai Chi boxing, in order to achieve total femininity. So I thought that it's very rich in story possibility, mm-hmm. so that's why I decided to make a film out of it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so all your theater experience, could you use it for the film, or did you have to learn a lot or change a lot for filming? How was the experience with a medium film, which is new to you, the choreography and all your experience?
Well, I would not have been able to make this film without my theater background. I think theater has taught me how to work with actors, how to get performances out of actors. Theater has taught me how to create a vision for a story that you want to tell. But when I move into the film, the big difference is when I work in the theater, I rely a lot on text, on dialogues. Mm-hmm. You know, whereas the film is very much a visual language. So I had to really think very differently. Instead of thinking of people talking, I think of how to tell the story in visual terms, you know, and try to create images that would mean something without having to say too many words. So that's the big difference, a big challenge for me. And I wrote the script myself with my friend. So at first we wrote too many dialogues. Mm-hmm. So we cut, and I realized that it's a lot more powerful in film if you are able to communicate the themes with visuals. Mm-hmm. It's like a painting.
Mm-hmm. So you think you could have done this in theater as well, in the same way? Or do you think was
well, before I went into making film, a lot of critics say that my stage works are very filmy. So I don't know, because I started out wanting to make films. I'm crazy about films. My father, when I was young, would bring me to watch a movie every week, and we were quite poor, so we always had to, the three of us, me and my two brothers, and had to share one seat. You know? So when I grew up and I had my own seat, it was a very special privilege, you know. So I wanted to make films since I was young, but theater was something that I did because in Singapore there was not a film industry, so it was almost like an alternative. But I think theater has become like my first wife, you know, so I will always uh-huh. love her.
What are your influences on cinema?
I like works by Asian directors like Ang Lee,
yes.
Ang Lee and Zhang Yimou. Uh-huh. Yeah. These are my two favorite directors, because I think that for Zhang Yimou, his works are very rich in cinematography, in visuals, you know, because he was a cinematographer before. So I think his works are really, really rich. And only I like his works because of the way he's able to work with actors to get very natural performances. You know, and he deals a lot with family, and a lot of my work deal with Asian families as well. So I like two of their works very much. I like the works by Pedro as well. Very emotional, very dramatic.
I think it's quite interesting, the character, the kickboxer, is a kickboxer,
right,
professional, and he learned to perform and everything.
Right.
So how was the experience with that? Was it, how did you choose a professional, not first of all like an actor, actors trained to do something?
Yeah, because I think that Nong Tung in real life is a very, very good kickboxer, and I was afraid if I cast an actor instead of kickboxer, I would not be able to help the actor become a good boxer, but if I cast a good kickboxer, I can help him to be a good actor because that's my job. You know, so I decided to cast a professional kickboxer who did not have any acting experience and worked with him over 6 months to prepare him for the role. And he's worked very, very hard. You know, he had to learn how to act, mm-hmm. he had to go for ballet classes, he had to get his hair shaved and learn how to walk like a woman and everything. So, yeah. But he's a very dedicated guy.
Excellent performer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what's the importance of music in your film?
Very, very important because maybe perhaps of my musical theater background. You know, I think music helps convey a lot of emotion. And I work with a composer who's actually an Italian
mm-hmm.
working in Thailand, mm-hmm. you know, to come up with big theme, you know, a very long song with a lot of things, because I told him that the story is about a search within oneself. So I wanted the music to sound like you're searching. Sometimes you think you find it and you're happy, but then you realize it's not what you want and you find it again. So he wrote me this really beautiful
mm-hmm.
Symphony, you know, long, mm-hmm. and then we pull different parts to use in the different parts of the film. And also we explore the use of different musical instruments, Western as well as traditional, and we use them very carefully, because sometimes the Western instruments represent the masculine moments, and sometimes a traditional Thai one represents a more feminine, and sometimes I swap them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's a lot of work. I enjoy working with composer very
yeah.
much.
I think one idea was it's a bit like a bit Western perspective, a Western film, mm-hmm. not only Asian, it's mm-hmm. like a bit of both maybe. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, maybe my influences, because I work a lot in Singapore, and you know, it's very Westernized. So maybe I'm a bit unknowingly being influenced by that. And I used to work for a company that produces Miss Saigon, Phantom of the Opera. So maybe I'm a bit influenced.
Okay. I've got a question. Very important. I really was interested in that topic, the transsexuality and all. How does your country deal with all this? And was it a scandal? Is feminism a big issue as well? Or?
Yeah, I think that in Thailand, people are more tolerant towards transsexuals, I think, compared to other Asian countries, because Thailand is a country of Buddhists. You know, there are a lot of Buddhist people, you know, and in Buddhism we believe that transsexuals are born this way because it's their destiny, you know, that in their past lives they did something bad, you know, they had some bad karma, so they repay this life by becoming transsexuals. And I think that even Nong Tun, she believes that if she accumulates a lot of good karma this life, next life she'll be born either a man or a woman, she doesn't mind, but as long as her heart and her body are the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think that because of the Buddhist belief, Thai people have more compassion mm-hmm. towards mm-hmm. transsexuals.
Yeah, maybe more than in our culture.
Yeah, so much more. And I think that whereas the attitude towards gay is a bit different, because it's like gay is to Thai people is lifestyle choice. It's not destiny.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's a bit of different perspective, different attitudes.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Yeah.